Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows and every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And I greet you amidst all that's taking place on this earth right now at such a time as this, an incredible time. A time of so many things being revealed, exposed, and being brought into the light. You know, this is not a time for the faint of heart, but it is a time for the children of God, for those that know His voice, called by His name, trust the one that has led them, trust the one that feeds them, trust the one that watches out for them, trust the one who told us to not be troubled, to take heart, for He has overcome the world. And we overcome the world and all that the world intends by walking with the Spirit of the living God, allowing Him to lead us, to guide us, to flow through us amidst all that takes place around us. Because all those things are external and the kingdom is within. Luke 17, 20 and 21. The kingdom is within. It's not something outside. It's something that takes place within your spirit, within your soul, within your mind. As the mind of Christ is given to you, as the King of Kings comes within, as you accept the invitation to be the child of God and walk with Him. And there is the need to have a new mind. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Why? Because before that, you were taught to think like the world. You were taught to think like the world. You were taught to think their ways, speak their thoughts, parrot their whatever it is that they want you to parrot for the day. You were not your own person. You know. And here's the thing. Once you walk with Christ, you're not your own person either. You've been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. And you, the life you now live is hid in the Father's, and it's hid in the Spirit of God. And you are a bondservant of Christ Jesus. So, you know, the world will promise you something, will offer you something, but it's an illusion. And all these people that thought that they were out there, that thought that they were doing their own thing and calling their own shots and making their own way and a made man in the world, how's that working out for you right now? You know, how many of those people right now, how's that working out for you? Yeah, because you didn't, it wasn't you. No, it's listen, it's tough right now, all right? And there's a rough reality, that a rough, rude awakening that's there for so many people in this time. And if you can get past, for those of you that have been on that side, if you can get past your entitlement and your selfishness and your self-seeking, and if you can get a quick realization of your own frailty, your own humanity, and your own dependence on the one that gave you breath in the first place to even be here, it might result in some humility, and actually the salvation of your soul. And if you can't do that now, well, what's it going to take? How much more is it going to take? How much more pain is it going to take to wake you up? You know, my heart breaks for the things that are going on right now, the pain that I see being caused to so many. Completely avoidable, mind you, completely something that this whole thing that's taking place on the earth right now, this COVID-19, absolutely made bioweapon, destroying, and made for a certain intention. Now, I do feel like God is going to throw this whole thing into disarray for what the enemy intended. And what does the enemy intend? Well, I'll tell you one thing that the enemy is intending: to keep everybody locked down, to bleed everybody of their resources and their ability to work, to create an income, destroy anything that they had in any passive income or any kind of savings or anything like that, to destroy their businesses, to get them completely dependent on the state, keep you in that state for a few months, and then tell you, oh, okay, we're going to let you out of your cages now if you take this vaccine. This vaccine. You know, I mean, come on. Come on. Seriously, can we not see this setup on the horizon? Can we not see how they're trying to put this whole thing together? You got over 20 big pharma companies that are all trying to produce this thing. And I also think that they've already had a cocktail of what they want to do with this already prepared in the back room anyways before they even started this whole thing. But yeah, it's big business. Look, just, you don't believe me on that one? Just go look at the stock market. And any company, any biotech company that just hints that they have even an inkling towards creating a vaccine for this, their stock will jump a minimum of 8 to 10% on just the news of that. And for these smaller companies, jumps sometimes up to 5 times the value of the stock before they make that announcement. Just boom, just like that. You watch it. You don't think that there's big business behind something like this? Do you not think that these people that are in these businesses don't have that they have media connections and the ability to put out information and to discredit or to credit whatever it is that they want to for the purpose of potentially financial gain that could be in the value of billions of dollars and global application to a ready-made market, just waiting for something as fast as they can get it out? Come on, people. And wouldn't that just be God's sense of humor in the middle of that, to have an existing cure that none of them saw coming, in something that was already existing, that was out there, broadly available, hydroxychloroquine and erythromycin, to have that widely available since the 1940s, for pennies, you know, you can buy this in Africa. Well, I mean, there's a bit of price gouging going on right now, but you can still probably get a full prescription. You can still probably get the entire thing for about $3. But prior to all of this, it's about 50 cents. Sure beats. How does this sound? 50 cents for a global cure today, or do you want to wait and watch all your businesses destroyed, all of your companies destroyed, all of your pension funds gone, your your retirements, your savings, everything evaporated, and sit huddled inside your place of residence for the better part of a year until they just get you, just after they've kept you in solitary confinement for so long and pumped you full of all their crappy news stories, and then just give you the inkling of a vaccine that they've been working on that they will now administer to you so that you can come out of your hiding place and buy and sell in this brave new world, right? No, it's, you know, just, okay. You know, the one of the first things that really indicated to me that hydroxychloroquine was a solution was the first news stories coming out to try to discredit it. If you look at some of the first news stories that were coming out to try to discredit it, if you actually read some of them, one of them that was sent around, the guy was if you read the story, the guy took some derivative of chloroquine that's used to clean aquariums. And he died. I mean, come on, people. That's like somebody that it's like somebody drinking rubbing alcohol and going blind, and now they're telling you that scotch is bad. You know, that you should never touch scotch again because some guy went blind from drinking alcohol. Well, yeah, I drank rubbing alcohol. And yeah, you will go blind if you drink rubbing alcohol or it might kill you. Come on. And then other cases of people, oh, okay, now they're taking it and they're getting sick because they took too much. Well, don't self-prescribe. And if you take, if you're taking a ton of this stuff, yes, it's going to make you sick just like anything else. You know, you want a solution? Okay, here's a solution. here's a solution. I'll give you a global solution to solve a global pandemic in 48 hours. All right? 48 hours. For every person that has, so you discuss with everybody that is production of this particular set, hydroxychloroquine and erythromycin, you finalize a base protocol for how you will do it. Now, I've read some different things that are out there, and I don't want to give you a specific script because I don't want you guys out there self-prescribing, and I'm not a medical doctor, but there are already some emerging guidelines that doctors can work with for how much to prescribe and for what duration to prescribe. So it's already there, and you can modify it based on the individual and their tolerance and whatever else it is that they may be taking. But you have a baseline to work with, right? Okay. So the countries can focus on, and the governors and the mayors of certain cities with their designated hospitals can focus on getting those that medicine into their infectious disease hospitals as well as their hospitals and their hospital wards and make those available in their pharmacies for a prescription. Now, if the stats are right and 80% of the people in the regular population, they get exposed to this and they will hardly even know that they've had an exposure, period. But for that 20% that has a severe case reaction and a severe reaction to the COVID-19, those people get checked by a doctor, you get them tested, and if they're positive, you treat them. And you treat them so that it doesn't get any more severe. And once you're done with that treatment, they don't need to go on ventilators. 6 days, they're clear. They can go back into the regular population, and you are done. No need for a vaccine. No need for long-term waits and delays. No need for grocery shelves to be completely wiped out of fear. No need for people to be hoarding toilet paper. No need for stock markets to be crashing. No need for any of this mess. Do you realize that this entire problem can be solved in a country like the United States for a few million dollars? Shipping included, logistics included, because of the cost of the treatment and the number of people that would actually need to be treated. Do you realize that they can stop the deaths right now? Now, I do know there are people that want to see a certain level of deaths, and it's got political motivations. But you know what? Just know that that's what people are doing. And know that that's where people are coming from. But also know there's a cure, there's a solution. And my hope and my prayer is that between the lesser strain that was released to try to get ahead of the more virulent strain, as well as the actual cure that's there, for this particular issue that's already been out there since the 1940s. Now, amazing that they want to demonize something that's already been there for so long, been there for pretty much for almost 80 years, and now today it's become dangerous, right? Today. Now it's dangerous. No, don't look at that. But before this, oh yeah, every single aid worker that's going to that's going to or living in Africa, you probably carry this in your pack. You know, listen, I've carried cards of chloroquine with me when I've gone on assignment for disaster response work, just as a precaution for malaria. So it's not a big thing. Why did this now become the worst thing ever? Who's the ones telling you that? Can you start to see? I know most of you guys that listen to you, you already know this stuff. Maybe this is for a few new people that you're, you know, it's a good time to get caught up to speed, because if you know the way the world's trying to play, you can just stop playing. You can get on God's page. I do think that God's got his own thing that he's doing in the middle of all of this. And, you know, it would be amazing if God just decides to upend all of their plans, which, incidentally, if God upends all their plans in this particular thing that they're trying to do with this COVID-19, they're going to try again some other way, some other time. They just keep doing it because people just keep letting them do it. They keep playing this game with the devil and thinking that it's going to be different next time. Listen, the only one that wants the best for you is your Father in heaven. The only one that came that you might be free is the Lord Jesus Christ, all right? So it's a good time to really start following him for real. Not playing this game, not playing this church game. You know, can you not see the agendas? Can you not see the fact that people are trying to get you to come in on a Sunday because they can't collect money from you if you don't show up? Can you see how many people that have some vested interest in where you are, where your attention is, what you do? Can you not see that? Have you had enough yet? Would you like to be free? Would you like to carry on and move on with what God is doing? Pray, absolutely. Right now is the time to pray. Pray for God's kingdom to come, God's will to be done, and that he would just lead and guide and instruct you in what it is that he has going. Because really, there's nothing else, guys. There's nothing else out there. The world has nothing to offer you. But, I mean, listen, you can see right now with what's going on with this COVID-19, this is the best they've got to offer you, the best they have waiting for you at the close of a very long and laborious life. But God has what he's doing, and he offers life to his people. This is an amazing time for the children of God. We should be encouraged in this time, not discouraged. We should be reaching out and making a difference and blessing people in this time, being of help and of service. Yeah, we love you guys. God bless you. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I just want to pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ right now. Lord, we thank you, Father. I thank you just so much for each and every one that's listening in. And Lord, amidst all this going on around us, around in this world, I just want to pray, Father, that you would just protect and bless and encourage your people, Father, this day. Lord, we just pray, Father, that your kingdom would come and your will would be done in all that's going on around us, and that these plans of the enemy would be neutralized, Father, and brought to a humiliating end. I pray, Lord God, we pray for a humiliating end to this intention and plan of the devil, that this whole thing would backfire on them and fall apart in their very laps, the very thing that they intended for evil, that you would use it for good. Father, we pray, Lord God, that this whole thing would flip on its head, and Lord, that the exact opposite of what the world intended would be what would be the result of all of that took place. So, Father, we just trust you, Lord, in this. I pray for you for protection and health and provision for all of your children, Father God, that are listening into this day. And, Lord, be with them, Father. I pray that their projects would not fall to the ground. Their efforts of their hands would see a return, and that return would not be stolen or squandered or tossed to the wind, but it would bring back sevenfold, a hundredfold return each time, Father God, for your children. I just pray, Lord, that all the efforts of your people would be blessed in an incredible way in this time, and that you would strengthen your children, Lord, that we may be able to redeem the time, and for the days are evil, and Lord, that we would be able to redeem the time and make the most out of every moment, Lord God, trusting you and being led by you. There's no pressure, Father, because you're the one that takes every burden and every care. But just, I pray for clarity of focus and clarity of action for your children and for your people, so that, Lord, that we can be completely in step with you, 100% doing your will. And Lord, we love you and we trust you. We bless each other in Jesus' name when we go forward. Amen. We love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can always say hi to us there. Keep on keeping on. It's a good time, all right? Good time for the people of God. It's a good time to be doing what God has for you to do. So with that, we love you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.